Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So Jim Harbaugh used to work in the Bay Area in California. And apparently he struck up a friendship out there at the time with a columnist by the name of Tim Kawakami, who used to write for the San Jose Mercury News, who now works for The Athletic and who hosts a podcast. And Harbaugh every now and then goes on his podcast and went on the podcast yesterday. And I think you've probably heard about this by now. But he went on the podcast and he made some disparaging comments about one Urban Meyer. Now, I'm assuming we don't have the sound, but he basically was asked about Urban Meyer and what he thought. We don't have the sound. What he thought about his, it's a paywall. It's a paywall. I have access. Do you want me to, we can log in on my account if you'd like. Okay, we'll do that. We'll get the sound. Anyway, so he,
you don't find it shocking that Valeni wouldn't have paid for this just to get the audio?
No, I've heard the sound. I think we actually have the sound.
Oh.
I think it's in the system.
Okay.
I heard it on Mike's show.
Oh, he did pay for it.
Yeah, Mike paid for it.
Yeah, Jimmy paid for it. but anyway, we do have it. Oh, so this is Jim Harbaugh with Tim Kawakami on the TK show on The Athletic.
I love it, don't you?
I actually do love it. I feel bad for the crew of media in Chicago today for the Big Ten media days they've had. Yet, you know, yesterday Mark D'Antonio was one of the main guys, and obviously Harbaugh will be front and center today. And I do feel bad because, you know, they're going to try to ask him about it, and he will be as evasive as a prize fighter.
I mean, he's going to be sealed up.
Yeah, he'll say, I said that yesterday. You know, our friend Stoney tweeted yesterday about this, and he's 100% right. Didn't say anything wrong there. I mean, everything
he was
Harbaugh
factually
said,
incorrect on two things. Number one, he had controversy everywhere. Talking about Urban Meyer, there were a couple stops. There was no controversy in his career. And the second thing is,
okay, well, hold on.
Wisconsin's got a better record than Michigan as well.
Look at you.
He does. I mean, I'm just saying.
Did Mike send you that text?
He did. Yeah.
He did.
Yeah. Mike actually sent me a rundown.
Mike does the Karl Rove talking points and just sends him along. And Rieger just went hook, line, and sinker.
Believe it or not,
are you an honorary minion?
I hope to be one.
Okay.
Do you know who brought that up? Believe it or not, your boy Wojo.
How's he my boy?
You did a show with him.
Okay, so did Gov.
You told him to ask for 45-minute shows off because it's too hot outside.
He brought
this up yesterday.
Okay, well, there you go.
The cross
Wisconsin's got a better record. Then there it is. That's actually incorrect. But the whole Bowling Green, Utah thing, I pushed that aside because once Urban got into the big time,
that's
when he started recruiting. And I know Utah was undefeated when he was there, and he had Alex Smith, and so I guess technically they were big time. But come on, when he got to big time programs like Florida and Ohio State, that's when the really bad stuff started happening. And actually, even though there was obviously the episode last summer involving his assistant coach that we talked so much about, it was all the stuff at Florida that was really beyond. I mean, so the players that he made, you know, that weren't eligible, that he somehow made eligible, that he suspended but then brought back when he needed them. So I don't know. I'm not sure exactly what Harbaugh's trying to accomplish there, because I believe that when Harbaugh speaks, there is a method to his madness. Like something like that, he just says, I don't think he says that as a throwaway line. I don't think he's like, oh, I'm talking to my guy Kawakami on the phone and here's this take. I think he knows that's going to cause waves.
100%, but two things. When you do a podcast and you listen to the entire thing, correct? Is that right or no?
No.
Long was it? Because towards the end of podcasts,
30 minutes or so.
Okay, so towards the end, when you're talking about various things, you do have a tendency to let things slip. And you loosen up a little bit the longer the podcast goes. You know, Jamie, I got a podcast myself, so I've learned that about guests, okay?
I love your podcast. I remember that time when it happened.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
Look at that. That's very nice of you.
What's it called?
The Time That.
The Time That. Okay.
Anyway, but that's number one. Number two, Harbaugh did what he does best. He don't win big games, but he's really good at bringing the attention on himself and making waves. And that's what he did. I mean, it's such a bad look. Like, I got no issue with the comment, but it's such a bad look to, once Urban Meyer leaves town and beats you by a combined 165-99, that's 16.5 a game. I looked it up.
That was on the talking points too? Yeah,
no, I looked that up on myself. I was curious. But they did give up 62 points last year. I don't know if you remember or not.
I do.
But once you lose and go 0-4 in your biggest game of the season every year, and you bring it up after Urban Meyer leaves, it's such a weak move.
All right. We'll talk more about this because I disagree with you on that. I don't think it's a weak move at all. We are talking about Jim Harbaugh. What a surprise. Actually, to be fair, Jim Harbaugh has done a very good job of keeping himself out of the news. I mean, there have been summers where we spent most of the summer talking about Jim Harbaugh, and we really haven't as of yet. You said that the comments were weak because they came
soft. I would even say, I don't know if you could say this word on the radio, but it's kind of a B move. It's almost, and Paul said it very well, I think, pre-show.
Of course he did.
It's almost like when you get bullied a very long time, and then the bully graduates from high school, let's say. I got bullied as a kid. I'm sure that doesn't shock you. You might have got bullied as well.
Did you get bullied by a turtle?
Let's drop the turtle, okay? Just drop it. Just drop it already. But it's almost like, finally, when that bully leaves or graduates or whatever, it's almost like, you know what? I could have kicked his ass. Like he's saying it.
Harbaugh didn't say that.
He's saying it when he's gone. Why not say it? I don't know. It's not like Urban Meyer didn't have controversy before last year.
Yeah.
Why not say it last year after you lost your first three games to the guy? I just think it's weak. I mean, what, win a big game, beat the man, and then talk a little crap.
Okay, the win a big game thing is obviously a huge mark against Harbaugh. And it, you know, as he ran down his record there, sure, with Kawakami, he's obviously aware of that. I mean, I understand that's the big knock against him, and it's a fair knock, and I think he would tell you it's a fair knock,
sure.
So there's no disputing that. I don't know what one has to do with the other. We live in such a boring state of time in sports that anytime anybody says anything, we jump all over it like it's,
sure,
you know, he didn't say Urban Meyer sucks. He didn't say Urban Meyer's a phony. He didn't say Urban Meyer doesn't wear pants when he coaches. He said, quite frankly, controversy has followed him everywhere.
Yeah, but he's taken away. He's taken away from what Urban Meyer has done. He's essentially
saying,
guess what?
Maybe somebody should. Maybe in this day and age of college football, we should celebrate more a guy like Dabo Swinney or a guy like Nick Saban.
But we're not talking about those guys. We're talking about Urban Meyer compared to Jim Harbaugh. And
no one's comparing. You're comparing Urban Meyer to Harbaugh.
When
he wasn't asked. Hold on. Did Kawakami say, compare yourself to Urban Meyer? No. He said, what was your opinion when Meyer left? He said, Meyer was a great coach. He's a fantastic, but controversy to follow him. That is the legacy of Urban Meyer.
Yeah, but that is trying to take away something.
Not.
Absolutely it is, from a guy that kicked your ass. Absolutely it is.
I totally disagree.
Listen, the first part of those comments, if he just would have said, Urban Meyer had a fantastic career at Ohio State, they beat us, whatever he said, if he stopped there, that's fine. But to get that little dig in at the end, controversy has followed him everywhere he's gone, that's essentially saying, you know what, though? Yeah, the guy's not perfect.
Okay,
and he's got, yeah, but.
But you know, down deep in his soul, what I believe Jim Harbaugh believes.
Yeah, good.
That they got screwed 3 years ago. Okay, whatever.
Then say that.
Fine. And that then 2 years ago, when they had to start John O'Korn at quarterback, they put together a game plan to successfully beat Ohio State, and they had a lousy quarterback who couldn't complete a pass.
That's fine, but these are still excuses. You lost the game.
He's not making excuses. I'm making excuses for him.
I think it's being overlooked what he said at the beginning. At the very beginning,
they're the only
of that,
team, yeah.
No, that he's their record's as good as anybody else's besides Ohio State,
which is not the Michigan way,
right?
Yeah,
and
no,
then,
I thought
then
that too.
And then he puts that right at the end. Say that last year. Say that going into the game. Say that when Urban announces his retirement.
Okay, I think it's
a little weak.
Wait a second, maybe Tom not agrees
as bad.
Me?
Not quite
Tom
as bad.
With me.
Not as extreme as you.
Can you say the B word?
I agree with you, Jeff.
That's amazing.
Wait, what's the B word?
Can you say bitch?
No, I don't think
it's a B move. It is. It really is.
God, I mean, it's so funny. Like, Harbaugh is, and part of this is his own doing, okay? So yeah. He's not blameless in all this. But we take every tweet, every phrase, and we pick it apart, and we look for the nuance and everything. I mean, he just said what he
but
said.
But he chooses to do it, so of course you're going to look into it. I mean, he could have easily got out of that interview with saying Urban Meyer was a great coach. He did great things at Ohio State. Case closed.
But wash, rinse, repeat.
But that's fine.
It's like the old Apple Macintosh commercial.
Yeah, Jamie,
do as you're told. Say nothing out of, you know.
Yeah, but Jamie, listen, are you, what, you want to give him credit for going after Urban a little bit? Fine.
No, I'm not.
But
giving...
if you're going to go after Urban a little bit, we definitely will
Hold on. What you just said is interesting. Why do we have to give him credit, or why do we have to give him blame? Why can't it just be, this is what he said?
No, but it sounded to me like you were saying with the whole rinse, repeat thing that, God forbid, the guy says something interesting.
No,
that's
no,
what it sounded to me like you were
saying. It
sounds
like what you want from your personalities, and I find this funny because, and I give you credit for this, you are one of the great question askers slash instigators out there. Okay,
instigator really hurts.
Slash troll.
Yeah.
Your words, not mine.
I actually like the troll world better. Yes, I like the movie too. How dare you? No, listen.
No,
listen.
But let me finish the troll thought. I mean, the instigator thought.
All right. Well,
what you're asking for is for Jim Harbaugh to say, "I was obviously great coach, great rivalry." That's what you want.
No,
great,
I'm not.
Fantastic.
No,
because that's what Stoney and I get every Tuesday.
No, I'm saying, say whatever the hell you want.
It is.
But whatever you say, we will react to. So listen, it is a double-edged sword because we always want athletes or coaches to say interesting things. But the moment they do, we do pounce on it. But with that being said, it was his decision to say what he said. And since he did, I'm going to react to it. And it's a bitch move.
Okay,
it really is such a weak move. A guy kicked your ass for 4 years.
Yesterday,
and now you're saying it after he's gone.
Yesterday in Chicago, Mark D'Antonio said, we're going to the Rose Bowl this year. And then he said, well, we were going somewhere like it. No one's decided. What does he mean? Someplace like it?
California?
The Blue Bonnet Bowl?
Maybe he just
is
means
there another
a bowl game
with flowers in it?
Maybe he just means a bowl game.
I mean, it's like we're not dissecting those. You know, how come we don't dissect him the same way we dissect Harbaugh?
Because that wasn't like this. This was a shot at Urban Meyer in the biggest rivalry in college football. Like, I don't get it. Like, all of a sudden, we're
not
supposed to dissect
it. Not the biggest rivalry
in
college football.
So what would you want to do, Jamie? What do you want to do?
I love it. I mean, you just said, don't you love it? Your opening phrase after Harbaugh said what he said is, don't you love it? Didn't you say that?
I do, because we have something to talk about.
We always have something to talk about. We can talk about Heather's thermostat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could. I agree with Heather on that one.
By the way, I didn't give you clue number three for Random Philly. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Barbaro.
Random. No, Barbaro was not a Philly. Was Barbaro a Philly? You're talking about a female horse?
A horse, yeah. Oh, it's not a horse.
No.
Okay.
It's a filly. What are you talking about?
A horse,
Kevin
too.
In Detroit. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Kevin.
Yeah, is it Bake McBride?
It is not Bake McBride, but unfortunately, Kevin, you're not eligible to guess. But I'll tell you, it's not Bake McBride.
All right. Well, hey, the Jim Harbaugh comments. One, this guy came in with the idea that he was going to create as much controversy as he could, going and upsetting the SEC and all that, which is great. It brought a lot of attention to the program and everything else. But the softest part of that take is him going after that. And basically, he's alluding to the fact that Michigan's going to win the right way. And I know we haven't won in a long time, but we're a class program. And that is the softest Michigan take you could possibly have, the falling back on the we're just so above everything and Ohio State is kicking your rear end.
But to be fair, Kevin, I mean, again, you're kind of cherry picking here because he said we have two goals as a program. The first is to win multiple championships. So it's not like he said our only concern is running a clean program. His first.
But on the heels of that comment, read between the lines, he is throwing shade all over Ohio State.
Kevin,
just go beat him.
Kevin, you're not allowed to do that according to Jamie.
No, you can.
I can't say that. Now we have applaud controversy now because we like our guys like that. Come on, that's not the take here, Jamie. That's pretty weird.
Wait. You just agree. You just agree with me and not with. I have no problem him throwing shade at Ohio State. He can throw shade wherever he wants because what is it? It's shade. And he'd be the first to tell you, and I would agree with this, they got to actually win the game on the field.
Sure.
Throwing shade only does so much, but in any rivalry, shade gets thrown. You had the kid yesterday from Alabama saying that he thinks Georgia's better than Clemson. After Clemson beat Alabama by what, 26 points in the national championship game. So shade gets thrown all the time. So I mean, there's no rivalry in sports where more shade is thrown than Michigan and Michigan State. It's almost irrelevant what happens on the field. It's all about, you know, if Michigan's in a losing way against Michigan State, which they have been for a while now, it's, oh, well, this and that and Rich Rod and Hoke and whatever. And when it's the other way around, it's like, well, we're a basketball school. We have Izzo. I mean, people always throw shade.
You know, it's almost like, Jamie, you might know this about me, but back in the day, I feel I've changed. I feel I've become a better human being. But back in the day, I used to be able to talk crap, right? I talk a lot of crap, but I was never able to back it up, okay? Never. I'm going to kick your ass, but I never could. I'm going to beat you at golf, but I never could, right?
How's that changed?
I just don't do it anymore because I've learned.
Well, really? How was that McCarty match a couple weeks ago?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Yeah. I changed yesterday, okay? Yesterday I changed. But my behavior, I did realize, is when you talk a lot of smack, but you can never, ever back it up, that is the worst kind of smack talk. And Harbaugh is kind of doing that, in my eyes, once Urban Meyer decided to leave, personally. And that's what that one little comment, controversy has followed him everywhere. That's what that comment means to me. You know what? They kicked our ass, but they did it the dirty way. It's not like Urban Meyer is a good guy. Just,
do you know what
the
comment means to me?
What's
it that? Means that thugs, rapists, and murderers have been with Urban Meyer since he started coaching at Florida.
Cool.
Fact or not?
Everybody knew that already, though.
Okay. Well,
everybody just knew that. And that's
then
not.
Maybe we shouldn't glorify the man like you and Gov are.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.